This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and elections. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Our guest is Dr. Robert Doffenbach, Senior Associate Dean for Economic Development and Impact at the University of Oklahoma Price College of Business. Bob, welcome.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Sean, after years of cutting budgets because of declining state revenue, the economic situation in the state is improving.
Yes, one of the things that was sort of overlooked back in December and February when the Board of Equalization talked about state revenues for the now current fiscal year was that there was some growth in those revenue collections, about $100 million. Now, that was offset with a lot of obligations, and as a result of that, we saw lawmakers, of course, pass House Bill 1010XX, the big revenue bill, as well as some allocation changes and the Amazon sales tax proposal, all which have taken effect, and we will begin to see those revenues coming into state coffers in the months to come.
Bob, in your expert opinion, what does Oklahoma's economy look like right now?
Well, quite good, not evenly good. Some areas doing better than others. Oklahoma City has, in that metropolitan area, has really flourished in recent times and growing much better than Tulsa, and then the balance of the state kind of pulling up the rear. But still, we're looking at a state economy that has, as evidenced by, as was mentioned, increases in that we've seen in state tax collections. That's certainly a good indicator of how the economy is doing.
Crude oil prices are up, and there's a correlation between those prices and Oklahoma's economic outlook.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we don't really fully understand the plight that our economy, state economy, was taken to as a consequence of declining energy prices. In fact, it's a consequence of the 2014 slide that we saw in energy prices. We got down to almost a negative 5% year-over-year change in gross state product, a 5% loss. And as it's come back, oil prices have come back, well, then we're looking at better and better gains. In fact, more recently, we've been doing in about the 2% area of year-over-year growth.
The Oklahoma Employment Securities Commission and then Chad Wilkerson at the Oklahoma City Fed did a report that showed our rebound in the oil patch didn't bring as many employees back in as it had before it dropped off. Will that hinder growth going forward?
Well, I think that it's hard to examine all of the tentacles that energy has in the economy, but it's certainly the case that it extends beyond employment. For example, royalties and land values, and certainly the entrepreneurial side. The small business side of energy flourishes.
I've heard you speak at the Economic Roundtable, the Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce, and offer a variety of opinions on what policymakers maybe should or maybe shouldn't do. As you look at our state government, what would you say they're getting right and where might they be drifting wrong?
I think that the attention that we're getting to education, and that showed, of course, in the passage of legislation to raise tax revenues. That's the K-12. What we're getting wrong is support for college education. What we need to recognize, and I think we failed to do so, is that nationally there has been no growth. Now get this, zero growth in employment for those who have high school education or less. Absolutely no growth, despite a 33 million gain in employment since 1992, quarter of a century ago. Now, that tells you about the demand for labor and its educational content. And that's what we need to be proving, that we're capable of forming policies to direct our future for those new demands for labor.
Bob Doffenbach, as always, it's very good visiting with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOUNews. You can also find us online at kgou.org and ecapital.net. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.